It's time for the good, the bad.
Hold that thought.
And the dumb.
On the Mighty Gwynn Show.
It's a little bit odd that our first good, bad, and the dumb of the week comes on a Tuesday, but producer Ron decided to get sick yesterday, so he couldn't be here for it.
All in my plan.
So, nonetheless, with no extra added pressure or anything like that, because, you know, I wouldn't want to do that to you, to make this extra special because you missed yesterday.
Oh, don't worry.
But it is extra special.
It's doubly good today.
Oh, it's doubly good.
I'm making up words.
Then I am doubly excited to hear it. This is our time today when we go to the lighter side of news, sports, and otherwise, bring you stories that are good, bad, and dumb. Producer Ron promises that this edition is doubly good.
Doubly good.
Let's see if he lives up to his doubly promise.
My good today goes to Brother Zachary. Now, he's not anything. I'm just calling him Brother Zachary because I don't know if I'd want him as my brother.
Who is Brother Zachary?
His name is Zachary, and he's a brother. What he did to his sister is probably the biggest troll of job of the year.
Okay.
He sent out Christmas cards to all his family as his sister, having photoshopped her with rapper Chief Keef. Sent it along with a letter saying, "Hey, everyone, here's the new man in my life. He's a rapper. His name is Keith, and, you know, whatever his name is. I've dropped out of school because I am 6 months pregnant with his child, and we could not be happier."
Oh, no.
He did not tell his sister that he was doing this.
Oh, my God.
So he just sent all the cards out, and then the sister started receiving phone calls from different family members, first being her aunt from some other state.
Chief what?
Chief who?
Chief Keef.
Why are you dropping out of college?
That is ferocious. It's
phenomenal.
It's phenomenal, but the payback will be what rhymes with which. She is going to employ the counsel of people skilled in the dark arts of paybackery. And she's going to seek out those people. And when he least expects it, he is going to be served.
But you look at the photo job, he paid attention to details because he literally took a photo of Chief Keef just by himself and his sister in a group photo. But then he even photoshopped a hand wrapped around the waist. Not a hover hand either.
Oh, but like full-on hand.
Full-on hand is touching her backside. And
So this
attention
is,
to detail was key here.
So, I mean, this is a big publicity moment for Chief Keef.
Yes.
I mean, he's going to be able to
And he
to
did
really,
nothing except I, just sit there.
Just
and,
you know what? You're going to find more of this now, I bet. You're going to find celebrities paying for people to Photoshop them in weird spots with random people and then maybe even selling that image. They can Photoshop and maybe turning it into a massive money gainer and publicity piece.
Or perhaps it going viral.
Exactly.
Which leads into our bad of the day.
Oh, wow.
Good segue. It's like you knew.
I did, somehow.
The mannequin challenge is about to be replaced. And now, the mannequin challenge has been cute at times. There have been some good ones, but there definitely have been a whole lot of bad ones.
Yeah.
There's some that provided material for this segment, which we enjoy. The new mannequin challenge and the new it thing to do is probably going to be called the Chuck E. Cheese challenge. Which is going up or videotaping yourself acting like the Chuck E. Cheese robots doing the animatronic singing and dancing that they would do. Now, obviously, you've been to a Chuck E. Cheese. Think back to when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the music breaks out, and you see the fake mouse up there with his band leaders, and they're just, you know, it's popping moves, never making eye contact. That's becoming a thing now where people are doing the Chuck E. Cheese challenge.
That has potential.
No, come on. We can't get behind this. We cannot support it. Because I'm over challenges. It's too challenging to be all these challenges.
We've had ice bucket challenges. We've had mannequin challenges.
Ice bucket challenge was fine. Got to see wet t-shirts. No problem there.
Chuck E. Cheese challenge bothers you. Why does that bother you so much?
It's just another challenge.
It's just another challenge. And also, Chuck E. Cheese is synonymous with fights between parents that go viral.
Yes.
That's another thing. So maybe you don't want to challenge yourself in quite that way.
True. Although I do like the fights from Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, you know, them and Waffle House fights.
Yes.
Kind of go hand in hand with each other. Dylan, my bad of the day is a guy, I'm trying to find his name. But anyways, he ended up stealing $4.5 million from his company.
Okay.
$4.5 million, an inside trading move or inside embezzling. His name is Kevin Lee Coe.
Kevin Lee Coe?
Kevin Lee Coe.
Okay.
Was able to figure out a way to take he was his company's controller, was able to do falsified credit card transactions, but, you know, all that stuff, gained $4.5 million.
Jeez.
That's not my dumb, though. Would you like to know what he spent the bulk
yes,
of the money on?
I have
a
to.
$1 million. What would you spend $1 million of that on?
Chuck E. Cheese.
No, come on. You spend it on cars, maybe a house?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he spent $1 million on Game of War.
What is that?
You know, the app, the phone app with Kate Upton?
Oh, I've heard about that. Okay.
You've seen the yeah. app?
How do you spend $1 million on that?
I don't know, but you can, apparently.
Just go ask Kate Upton. Cha-ching!
Yeah, I don't know what he was hoping for. I mean, is there like
he's
a prize?
Kate Upton
yeah,
is on the other
just
end of
show
that.
You know, show up and be like, "Hey, congratulations, you won me."
If I spend $1 million, does Kate Upton come to my house? And that's what he was hoping for. He's like,
probably.
Hey,
well,
it's kind of like being a frequent flyer. You know what I mean?
Chances are he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison. So you'll have plenty of time to think about Kate Upton.
I think so. As everybody else will spend the rest of their lives.
$1 million on an app.
That is incredible. I didn't even know such a thing was possible.
No, everything like 99 cents at a time or
this
something.
This is why everybody wants to be rich, but not everybody is equipped to handle it. Some of us just need to be poor people with very little resources, and he's one of them. No question about it. Tony D needs to be rich, though. Make him rich and listen to him next. It's the Mighty Gwynn Show, SB Nation Radio.